Why would a loving God permit the suffering of the innocent? It's a question that has shaken believers for centuries. Today we'll explore a perspective that calls us to deeper trust in God's providence. Stay tuned. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're joining us for the first time or returning, we're glad you're here. Today's story from Padre Pio's life may inspire you in ways you didn't expect. And if you haven't yet downloaded our new ebook on indulgences, you'll find a link in the description below. It will be available until the end of Lent. Today's story comes from the book Padre Pio, A Saint Among Us by Renzo Allegri. As the season of Lent draws near and Good Friday is just around the corner, I feel it would be the right moment to share one of Padre Pio's most profound insights into the mystery of suffering. More specifically, he offers an answer to the question that troubles so many hearts. Why does God allow the suffering of the innocent? Let's go straight to the story. At a seaside resort on the western coast of the Italian Riviera, in the city of Albenga, a tragic event unfolded. A boat capsized at sea, and more than 30 children lost their lives. When the news reached San Giovanni Rotondo, someone asked Padre Pio, "Why does the Lord allow this, the pain of the innocent?" Padre Pio remained silent for a moment, his eyes filled with tears. Then he answered with a profound allegory. He said, "A mother is embroidering. Her child, sitting on a low stool, can only see the back of the embroidery. A confusing interweaving of colors and threads. If he were a bit taller, if he saw the embroidery from the right side, he would see the design and colors in their proper places. Well, my child, we are sitting on the low stool, and we only see the back of the embroidery." Now, this allegory is simply ingenious, if you ask me. I can hardly imagine a better way to express our limited perspective within the vast tapestry of life. We are looking from below. We do not see the full picture. But to deepen this reflection, I would like to share the thoughts of Saint Claudio della Colombiere. In his book, Trustful Surrender to Divine Providence, he writes, "God directs all the events that people complain about in the world, and we cannot doubt that all the evils that God sends us are most useful to us. We cannot doubt it without suspecting God of lacking the light to discern what is truly advantageous for us." He elaborates that it would be foolish not to trust in God, who perceives matters concerning us far better than we do ourselves. God is free from the passions that blind us. He penetrates the future. He foresees events and the effects that each cause must produce. If we could see everything God sees, we would undoubtedly want everything God wants. We would ask Him for the very afflictions we now try to avoid through our vows and prayers. Now, drawing a parallel between the wisdom of Padre Pio and Saint Claude, let us turn our gaze to the somber events of Good Friday. There we see Jesus, the perfectly innocent one, bearing the weight of immense suffering. Imagine the anguish felt by those who loved him as they witnessed the agonizing events of his torture and death. In that moment, it must have seemed as though an irreparable tragedy was unfolding, a catastrophe with no possible redemption. From their low stool, they only saw chaos and pain. But the narrative takes a remarkable turn when we consider the unfolding divine plan. In the aftermath of the resurrection, those who initially perceived only tragedy came to understand that God, in His infinite wisdom, was orchestrating the greatest transformation the world has ever known. What appeared to be an unrelenting sorrow became the very source of salvation and unimaginable grace for all humanity. Much like Padre Pio's embroidery, where the back of the tapestry seems a chaotic tangle until viewed from the higher vantage point, the apparent tragedy of Good Friday reveals a perfect, loving design when seen through the lens of God's providence. So, as we navigate our own sorrows and confusions, let's strive to remember that what may appear as pointless tragedy in our eyes can, in God's plan, serve as a path to profound graces and salvation. Wishing you all a fruitful final stretch of Lent. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.